Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host producer is Christina Liu. And part of my dynamic, no, we are the dynamic duo.
We are.
And we are talking with Dahlia Ellison from Douglas Elliman, who is, Dahlia Ellison from Douglas Elliman, who is a licensed real estate broker. And we're having a wonderful conversation. But first of all, Dahlia, could you please give out your phone number? Because we haven't given that out this morning.
Sure, it's 516-707-9022.
707-9022. 516, and that's a direct line?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, for somebody who called to want to talk to Dahlia, please give her a call. And where I want to go now, this is our last segment. Time flies. And we're talking about how to get rid of the house and buying a new house. But I want to touch, especially from a senior perspective, you know, Christina's brother's looking for a house. And I'm not saying it's not emotional. That's probably a little frustrating to see how much a house is really going to cost. And he doesn't have a house to sell to go into the house. Christina owns a house. So therefore, if she was going to buy another house, she has equity built up already. Most seniors have plenty of equity built up. Many of them have the mortgage paid off in their 70s. I'd like to touch on what you come across as the emotional trauma that seniors go through, because I'm sure you even have a husband and wife disagreeing. At that point in time, even though they've lived together for 30, 40, 50 years, and they love each other. You know, I think myself and my wife, I think we would have different, nothing to fight about, to be honest with you, but stuff that's like, oh, in the next house, you know, I don't know what I want. You know, we in our house now, we had an extension put on years ago, and we had a deck put off our bedroom that just leaks. I'd never have a deck again in my life. So we know what we wouldn't have. We know what we wouldn't have in the next house. Anyway, just, you know, what you've come across senior-wise, emotionally.
It is a very
emotional, tough question.
John, this is very important, what you're saying. It is a very emotional process, and my heart goes out to them. Again, some of them have lived there for so many years. You know, when you raise a family there, when you have memories from the time that your children were born, and a lot of times even we see walls with different age and timeline of their height still marked on the walls. This is memory. And this is etched in your heart. And to take part from it is not an easy thing. And then there is another factor that a lot of seniors say or feel, even though it's not true, that if they leave this home, they're going to become dependent and they will lose their independence. And then life is not going to be what it used to be. None of these need to happen. And I cannot stress the importance of finding a professional realtor who's going to work on your behalf, who's going to hold your hand, who's going to advise you and guide you accordingly. If you trust that person, let them guide you through the process. It doesn't have to be rushed. It doesn't have to be a cold transaction. It will be done little by little. We will be able to provide the guidance and the support you need to even pack things up for you and unpack them for you and help you decide where you could move to not only be able to have your equity move to a different place. And as you mentioned before, John, also have savings. And not only be able to keep your independence, but also have a much easier lifestyle without all the, as I mentioned before, the maintenance issues, without the headaches, and still have a community and still be close to your family. A lot of these 55 plus places are offering so much to the seniors. It would be a shame not to explore your choices. And again, when we don't know the process, it's scary. There's a lot of anxiety built in the unknown. Once someone comes in and puts everything out in the open for you, things will become easier. And us realtors, a lot of times, do play the advisor and also the confidant to our clients. Yes, there are a lot of times we see fights among the couples. And as you mentioned, they are in love. They've lived together for 60 years. But there are differences because each individual has individual needs. And it doesn't mean because you love each other, you do have difference of opinions and you may each want something differently. All needs could be addressed. All needs could be talked about, brought into the open at a table together and decide where is the meeting point, where we can make this work for both of the husband and the wife. So everybody feels happy and all these argument could go away. Again, it's all because they just don't know what they could be getting themselves into. Okay.
And the most important thing for a senior, they have Social Security and some of them have pensions. This is their biggest asset. Very few people. I mean, younger people, it's different. You got a 401k. Not many 75-year-olds have a 401k because it didn't really exist 40 years ago for them to pile money into. This is their biggest asset. This is what they can definitively use to reorganize their life and enjoy the rest of it. And actually what I'm doing is giving out Dahlia's number again, which is 516-707-9022. Not because I'm interviewing her today, but the reason she is on the show today is going back to the word that she used before, compassion, because Dahlia is compassionate. And I don't care, should she make money 100%? Everybody should make money in their business. But I also know that Dahlia is the person that was going to send you in the right direction for the right reason, not just to turn around and say, guess what? I made an extra $2,000 and I know that couple will be miserable for the rest of their life. That's not Dahlia. And she wouldn't be here if that was her. What it is we need people in general in this world today that care about their fellow human beings, ultimately, if I'm saying it properly. And that's a Dahlia, that's a Christina, and that's many of the people we've had on the show, which is, in my mind, very, very important. And for a senior, they, listening to the show and seeing it next week, you have to have that heart-to-heart. And it can't be hard. And you got to bring the kids into it, but you can't let the kids control it. This is between mom and dad. And just because the son or the daughter doesn't want you moving, that's, you know, they may move next year into another state because their job takes them that way. You have to live your life as the senior. That's my opinion.
You know, being a kid myself, a child of a parent, and also being a parent, I feel like kids feel that parents don't really understand. They undermine our experiences. And sometimes, as you mentioned, they just want to tell their parents, this is what you're going to do. No, you got to give us parents and give the seniors what they deserve, the respect that they deserve. They've gone through so much in life to get where they are. That experience counts for a lot. Don't diminish their values and their fears or whatever it is that they're going through. Honor them and give them the right to make their voices heard and their wishes to be taken care of. Yes, kids don't necessarily know what's best for parents. Absolutely not.
I agree. And you know what? Again, another word you're saying, honor. It's so important when it comes to a parent. You know, yes, when it comes time to take care of them and you know they have dementia, you know something's gone wrong, you got to turn around and say, mommy, you're moving in with me, you have to go here, you can't walk anymore. That's a different story. But when they're independent and they're comfortable, then get into a community where you can meet friends, have, you know, when times are better, non-COVID, have dinner with your friends and go out to the pool and wind up socializing. Because socialization is very important for us. It's important.
Right, you could even end up with more socializing than you currently have, you know, frankly. And, you know, it's just so nice, because I was sitting here and thinking, you know, there's so many different, not that we're promoting anyone, but, you know, there's so many different real estate people out there. But I think especially when you're dealing with the senior population, it's a certain level of understanding, you know, based on all the issues that we laid out. Obviously, it's very overwhelming. And I think it is important to know and to deal with someone that you feel comfortable with, you know, that isn't rushing you or pressuring you. You know, I mean, Dahlia, you're just sitting here for this hour, you know, you could just tell that she's will lay out all the options, you know, and I think that's so important too. It's knowing what and what fits for you, because it's going to be a different fit for every person, you know, what you might be, you know, into. And I think the importance to stress to seniors is, you know, don't feel rushed or pressured to make some kind of quick decision. You know, you're able to kind of just understand all your options. And I think what this will do for people is relieve some of the stress for people that were trying to figure out if they should sell now or whatnot. So I thank you for that, Dahlia, because I think that's just so incredibly important.
Thank you. Also, just to mention, yes, if they feel rushed, they don't have to put their home on the market this year. However, give yourself the opportunity of sitting with someone and evaluating your options. If after that meeting you still feel like you need another year or so staying at your home, at least now you do it confidently without second guessing yourself and without wondering if you are, quote unquote, missing out on something in life.
Absolutely. No.
Yeah, that's important to remember.
Because at the end of the day, as Dahlia has repeated many times, it's the homeowner, it's the senior couple that has to come first. And believe it or not, and I know Dahlia, and I'm not, Christina told me you questioned about doing an hour versus a half hour. The hour is up. I actually feel bad to say goodbye, because this has been not only educational, but fun. It really is. And you're a remarkable woman. And I'm so proud that I call you my friend. I mean that very sincerely. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on the show and sharing all your knowledge with our listening and now our viewing audience. So I want to thank Dahlia. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we're going to take a break. Thank you, Dahlia.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you, John. It's been an honor.